Hello, this is Radha, a Galactic Goddess podcast, and today I'm going to be talking about the idea of artificial eternal life. You may have seen some articles in different magazines. There was something published about billionaires being able to take their consciousness and upload it into a robot. Of course, there are other sophisticated methods of doing this as well, but eternal life is on the market, whether you know it or not, and a lot of people are buying it. Eternal life, what does that mean as far as artificial goes? Well, you're going to be seeing a lot more of it in the future, but it's really in practice right now. And basically what it is they take a chip and they install it into the back of your head. And it sounds very sci-fi, but it gathers your memories and information and it hooks you up to your memories. And even if you want to be more sophisticated, you know, you can get a camera in your eye and then all your memories are downloaded every time, every night into this chip, okay? So, what happens when you die? You know, what happens when you die? So then everything is rendered onto the chip and it's taken out. And it's, you have to find another host to install it in. Now, I don't want to freak people out, but hey, this is Galactic Goddess Podcast, so we're gonna go in here. You know, so cloning has been done for a very long time now. It sounds sci-fi, but it's so real. They do this with dogs, and they do this with humans. It's, of course, it's not, you're not gonna see this, like, you're not gonna see information about this as far as, like, mainstream media, because they're not gonna tell you, but the point is, I'm not going to go too much into this except to say that it's very easy to clone people. It's done in artificial wombs, which they're going to be rolling those out soon too. And they are basically, you know, DNA replicas of who you are. So they are different kinds of clones, and I won't even go into that right now, but let's just fast forward into the fact that you can have a clone made of yourself and then upload the, you know, chip into your brain, okay, and then sync you up to that chip. Now you have the memories and the information, but is it really you once you die? You know, is it really you? Is eternal life your memories? Is that what you are, just your memories? Or what about your soul? What about your spirit? What about your soul essence? You know, you can't replicate that. Sorry, that's not replicatable. That belongs to the creator of all that is, and that goes back to the creator of all that is, unless it gets stuck in a time loop somewhere, which most of the time, if you're going to get the chip, you also have to sign off on your soul. So it's kind of a little bit of a pinch there, because, you know, if you don't have access to your soul and you are this being who is nothing more than your memories, you are not exactly your soul essence anymore. Therefore, you're not even the same person. And these beings are easily contaminated. They do not hold the God essence, the goddess essence, the really true divine essence of the spirit of which we're made from. So therefore, they are not divine beings. They are artificial. And yes, they may have your memories, but are they really you? Are you really living an eternal life because you got your memories uploaded on a chip and now you got put into another clone body or a robotic? Are you you? Are you still living an eternal life? And I would say no, absolutely not. You are not the same being. You do not have your soul essence. Without your soul essence, you really are nothing more than just a hard drive with memories. And you're not even running a ship. So, you know, it's not a deal of a lifetime to get promised eternal life. And, you know, a lot of people are taking those deals. But, you know, the thing about consciousness is there is a war on consciousness, straight up. Not going to beat around the bush on that one, because there is a war on your consciousness, and it's been waging for a very long time, far before you were even born. You know, we are going through a huge transition in this world, in this galaxy, in this universe. We are transitioning from dark to light, and we're going through the Kali Yuga cycle. You can Google that, Kali Yuga cycle. You can understand that this is a cycle that happens every 26,000 years. It's nothing new. It's only new to us because it's not really been recorded in history, or it has, but it's not really out there as much as it should be. We're going through a metamorphosis as a human to becoming a conscious human, fully conscious. As you know, we only use 2 to maximum 6% of our brain. We have been... like a lot of our DNA has been altered. We've been altered over 60 times, and our genetics are not at its full capacity. That's why we grow old and age. We are actually meant to live so much longer. We're meant to be, to live like light years more than we have available to us, because our bodies break down so fast. Our lifespan is actually very short. And so, is eternal life appealing? Only to those that are afraid of the divine. Only for those who are afraid to die, because there is no such thing as death, really. You know, at the end of the day, our soul goes back to our source. And we are, we're moving forward. It's a beautiful thing, you know. Death has a bad rap, but there's beauty in it too. We are always transforming, transcending, and we want to evolve organically. And you're going to see a huge push in the very near future towards inorganic living in many, many ways, from our food to installing things into our body. You know, to just the way that we're thinking consciously, like really giving our power away to robotics, giving it away to technology. Remember, humans program these things. Do you really want that? You know, I'm going to trust the divine creator, creatress of all that is. I love being organic, and I believe in organic. I believe in holistic. We were meant to be holistic. You know, if you ever heard about Atlantis and ever heard about how we used to live before, you know, we had high technology. We were like demigods, you know. We were beings that could create really reality and create... well, there was a lot of things that were created that weren't so great, but it was a beautiful time in some ways, where it was just everything was pretty much utopia, you know, and we had technology that was really powerful. We used light technology, right? And that was also during the time of Lemuria. Well, Atlanteans got out of control with their technology. They got bored of just being, you know, themselves, and they wanted to quicken things or change things. They were altering things. They were changing the genetics between humans and animals. And there was the Great Fall of Lemuria, where an entire civilization fell because of Atlantis. And then Atlantis, their egos got out of control. They thought they were gods. All right. Guess what happened to them? They went underwater. They're gone. You will find the lost civilization of Atlantis. You can look that up. You can find it. It is there. It will surface in the near future. More information will come forth about this. They were a very high technology civilization, and it just got out of control. You know, they blew themselves up, people. And you know what? If we're not really more conscious and careful, we could go down the same road very easily. It's the ego thinking that you are God. And yes, everyone is God because we are part of the divine. We are created by the divine. But there is a certain battle going on where, you know, a group of people think that they are better than the divine, that they want to separate forever, and they're rebelling against the creator, the true creator. And what happens is, so they create these technologies that are, you know, making them live forever. But what about these, you know, these immortal robot beings? I mean, they're not the same beings. They don't have the same essence. They don't have the same heart. They don't have the same soul. They're just empty suits who have looped memories, right? Also, I heard that, you know, that there's a really, like, distorted way in which they are. They can no longer be in divinity. Since they've chosen that, then they're now almost embodying evil, you know. So they're not gonna be, if you once loved someone and then they said yes to this and then they died and then they got, you know, reborn in this way, they're gonna be evil beings because, you know, the dark will embody that body, right? There's no soul there. So what happens when you create a being that has no soul, and the soul is distorted? You know what? There's an open space, and that's how possessions happen. So do I believe in artificial immortal life? Heck no. Also, the way that things are going on this earth, it's not really cool. I really believe in trust in the process of the divine. I mean, I think that there's a lot of incredible technologies that are suppressed that can help us so tremendously. I'm not saying that technology is not good, but I'm just saying we're talking about immortal life as a human. I believe in immortal life right now, being that I am a human in this body. But, you know, by doing all of the past life regressions and even the future and doing the healing work I've done, I've really come to see that we live in the past, present, future, and parallel lifetimes, that there are many versions of us, that we actually never die, that we are eternal, and that fear is an artificial fear. It's not true. It's not real. It's the fear and the separation and the feeling that you've been abandoned by the divine. And the truth is, if you want the divine in your life, you gotta go and get it. You gotta connect with it. You have to make a choice. You can't just be a victim and say, oh, the divine, you know, abandoned me. Well, don't abandon yourself. Start to empower yourself. Go out in nature, connect with nature. Start having gratitude for all of the blessings in your life right now. Why try to create artificial, you know, eternal life when you can just start being happy and grateful, enjoying your life right now? So those are my thoughts, and I hope you have an absolutely gorgeous day. I'm sending you so much love. Radha.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.